absent. Member Smith? Absent. Vice Chair Wignott?
Here.
Chair Branch?
Here. And we'll begin with our administrative agenda and the meeting minutes.
For approval, the Design Review Board minutes from the September 10th, 2013 meeting.
Mr. Chair and members, if I could make a comment on the minutes. We, as you saw in my email to you last week, we had a glitch in turning in the right version of minutes to you. We have prepared, we sent out the updated version, which is on your desk, and it's highlighted in yellow, says updated on 9/20/13. Just some minor changes between the original sent out in the packet as well as the one that is the correct version. So I hope all of you were able to receive that by email, and we do have hard copies here for your consideration. So it is this version that we would like your consideration. Thank you.
I guess I would ask, because Bob does not have a hard copy. I will be abstaining because I wasn't at that meeting, but well then, can we move the minutes to the end of the meeting so we can then, members could have a chance to review these?
Mr. Chair, members, that's certainly possible. The other possibility is if it's better to continue these minutes to the next meeting, we can certainly include that in the next packet.
Would you guys rather review them and come back at the next meeting and take a look at them?
It's okay with me, and then maybe we'll also be here for that.
Okay. I'd like to then suggest that we move the postpone the viewing of these voting on these minutes until the next DRB meeting. Do we need to vote on that?
Yes, please.
Okay, then I'll make that a motion.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Next item, B2, Planning Director Report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the DRB. We only have one housekeeping item for you, and that is our next meeting scheduled on October 8. We will need to cancel that meeting as a number of us, majority of us in the department, will be at a conference. We only have one item on that agenda, and that applicant has graciously allowed us to have him heard at the next meeting and the second meeting in October. So staff, we will make the proper notice to about the meeting being canceled, and we'll shift that item over to the next available meeting, which is the second meeting in October. There's no motion needed to accomplish that. I just wanted to let you know in person rather than email. So, and I have no other items.
Okay.
Thank you.
And that takes us to the review of agenda and projected agenda.
Mr. Chair and members, we expect all of our items to present today, and we also have space on future agendas.
Okay. Item D, public comment. This time the public shall have an opportunity to comment on any non-agenda items relevant. Anybody in the audience like to speak on any of those items at this point? I see none, which will take us to E, the sign calendar.
Want me to do this one?
Yeah.
Okay. item E1, 7127 Hollister. That received final approval with no comments. Item E2, 6900 Hollister Avenue. That received final approval with the comment that the sign W2 was proposed at 24 inch high, and I requested that it was reduced to 22 inches high, which was the previous approval of the signs that are being removed. Item E3, Kellogg Square Shopping Center overall sign plan, that received preliminary approval with the comments that the tenants that face that have two frontages, two or three frontages, were allowed up to two wall signs and one hanging sign, and the tenants with one frontage were allowed one wall sign. Did I get that right, Carl?
Right.
And the minor tenants' maximum font size was 18 inches high.
Okay, those are basically three different motions. So let's make a vote on each one. So if you want to, you can work backwards from that last one, the preliminary one. So I would say that was a motion on the floor and would require a second.
I'll second. We're talking about item, the Kellogg Square one.
Kellogg Square, yeah.
Right, I can second that.
Discussion? One of the comments that I had made at the last meeting that doesn't appear to be captured in the meetings was about the overall sign plan text being expanded under the section that dealt with prohibited temporary signs to include yard signs, type of signage. Did that get incorporated?
There was some verbiage that said ground-mounted signs.
Ground-mounted sign was added to the OSP. Okay, because I didn't see a revised OSP was not circulated, so.
I believe that was one of the comments that Paul Poirier said, that that was the one thing that they forgot to add. They intended to add it, but for the ground signs to be added to the prohibited signs.
But it has been included,
right.
and you did review it, so. It's part of your motion to approve. Okay,
right.
Very good.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
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 Very good. Let's go to item E2, which was 6900 Hollister, which was given final. So can we get a second for that?
I'll second that.
Okay, discussion?
I'm going to need to recuse myself as the property owner, as a client of mine.
Okay. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. With Member Schneider being recused. And then item E1, 7127 Hollister. There was a motion made for final. Can we get a second for that?
I'll second it.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 And that passes. Okay. That takes us to the final calendar. Item F1, Madam Secretary.
Item F1 is case number 13-065-DRB, Kitty Dual Spectrum Facade Improvements, 163 Aero Camino.
Mr. Chair and members, I see for items on the final calendar, neither of our applicants are here. So if we could take a 5-minute break and attempt to contact them, I would appreciate it.
Acknowledged.
Thank
five
you.
Minute break.
My arms.
All right, I'd like to call the meeting back to order. Madam Secretary, can you read the item agenda in?
Item F1 is case number 13-065-DRB, Kitty Dual Spectrum Facade Improvements, 163 Aero Camino.
And before we begin, I'm going to need to recuse myself, as the property owner is a client of mine. I will turn it over to Member Wigna.
Good afternoon. This is for the Kitty Dual Spectrum Facade Improvements over at 163 Aero Camino. This item went to the board for and got a preliminary approval back in the August 27, 2013 meeting. And they've come with two comments for which the applicant has come back addressing those comments. Within the motion, they've asked, the board asked for a lighting plan showing plans for either the existing and new lighting, and then Jeff Gorel, the architect, has brought those plans in today. And then also the second part of the motion was to study the placement of some trees in the center parking island where possible, using some kind of canopy trees by the street along with some kind of screening plantings to help screen the cars from the street. And you'll see from the revised plans that they've added two landscape diamonds within that center parking lot area, and also added Cape Rush and blue agaves within that side area on Aero Camino. The applicant is here, also Jeff Grell of the architect.
Okay, Jeff, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Would you like to address the landscaping comment or the lighting comment first?
The lighting comment first, I guess.
Okay,
because
please.
My draftsman didn't get that in, so I brought additional drawings that I'll fill in, but it's
And technically they're supposed to be into us before the meeting so we can see them, but I think we're probably okay with you presenting them at this time, so
okay,
go ahead.
It's fairly minor. There's not much lighting at all on the side.
Soffits, suspended lights, and they kind of go around, the suspended lights go around the central part of the parking. Okay. There's none on the sides, like the one end.
So on the site, are these lights identified on the site plan, I guess, is my
It's got them located here, so you can see that they're every other post. So we've identified that we're replacing them, and they're every other post. And
they're just in that one location?
Yes, they go here and under here, every other post. We're modernizing and improving the facade. We're looking to replace those with a Bega stainless steel soffit light.
That will be recessed, or it will be suspended?
It'll be surface mounted. There's not enough roof structure to do a recessed can.
Right, but it won't be suspended like the existing lights.
That's correct,
are.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're not putting out much light. They're closed down at night, so.
And there's no parking lot lights.
No parking lot lights.
So this face is going to be the ceiling, if you will.
That's correct.
Okay. So mm-hmm. It's flush up against the ceiling.
Yeah. You won't see them much at all. Mm-hmm. They don't put on a lot of light.
Okay. Any questions on the lighting from board members?
No parking lot lighting. Correct.
No parking lot lighting. That's an industrial area, and they don't need it.
Okay. Comments from board members on the lighting?
I'm good with it.
Seems pretty straightforward. Okay. All right. It seems like you've addressed the comment from the last meeting on lighting. So shall we continue on to the landscaping then, please?
Okay. And that's in your plan. And as you'll see, looking at the plan, we added two diamond cuts in the center of the parking lot to add some ground landscaping and two palm trees. And then out at the street, we increased the number of, I can't recall what the name of that plant is, but they can get up to 6 feet high along the streetscape there. And I discussed canopy trees with my client, and he declined to put in canopy trees. He said, well, you know, there's hardly any trees in that that M zone as it is, and that they like to have view of the entrance and signage and that, you know how clients don't like canopy trees blocking their building. And he believes that that, and I've got some photographs here, that his building with the facade upgrades and the amount of landscaping that he has already is superior to the properties that are around it.
I'm not familiar with whatever a Cape Rush is, so maybe somebody could enlighten me.
Can you take that one?
It's a dark green, grass-like. It's actually planted at the vitamin shop. See some of it there. It would get 6 feet. And we'll provide some screening, definitely.
I thought that the idea of the canopy tree was to get something that would be up above the building so that it wouldn't be something that would necessarily obscure the building or signage, but it would be something that would provide some shade in the parking area. Was that your thought? I think you made the comment at the last meeting?
I think we all kind of agreed on the canopy tree.
And any comment about the selection of palm trees for the diamond cutouts in the parking lot?
As I recall, we were kind of on board with the palms against the building, but in the parking lot, we wanted to see some canopy trees. I guess I'm curious how that would. Where is the signage, and how would that get blocked by?
Well, the signage is, you'll see it on, I don't know if we showed it on the elevation or not, but it would be above the entry door.
I'm not sure if that's. Not on these pictures. On A2.
Page A2 of the plans have the elevations and the proposed location, not this point, but where the signage would be at a future date.
There's only one tenant in the entire building, right?
There's one tenant in the entire building, yeah. And I think, if I recall, that entry is about 16 foot to the top, so the signage might be, what, around 11, 12?
But it's on the, what I would call, the southeast corner of the part of the building that's closest to Arrow Camino.
Yes.
So the two trees in the parking lot have no impact whatsoever on that. And certainly the southern portion of the street frontage wouldn't have much impact on it either, just for discussion purposes.
Yeah, I'd still like to see a canopy tree for those two diamonds.
And what about the southernmost in the island that's along the Arrow Camino? What have they selected for that? Is that palm trees also at the southern end of the?
I think there's an existing palm.
There's an existing queen palm. So, yeah. I guess using some queen palms makes sense from that aspect.
In those central islands.
Right, and incorporating more of them. I do have a question. Isn't the sidewalk staying along Arrow Camino?
Yes.
And you're showing landscaping in the sidewalk.
We are. I'm unaware.
So it looks like we're getting twice the amount of landscape.
Yeah, I don't think the
really
sidewalk's
are.
Moving. We had drafting here.
Let's see, where are we?
Well, just on
this one.
Is there a sidewalk there?
Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah, so you've got a lot more plants than I think we can fit in there.
Okay. Sidewalk is staying.
Yeah. So you want to show that on the landscape plan?
I was looking at the Cape Rush. If that's only 6 feet high, and you got seven of them. If we had some canopy trees, even if we didn't have seven, if we had less, but some type of a canopy tree would be probably preferable to shade part of the parking lot. It's just an opinion.
And did we talk about trees along Arrow Camino as well, canopy trees? Or
you did.
We did, yeah. I mean, I understand that we don't want to block visibility to the main entrance and the signage and identification of the building, but I'm with Aaron on the two diamonds in the parking lot needing canopy trees rather than palm trees. And I'd still prefer to have, you know, a couple, two, three canopy trees on the southern portion of, what do we call the street frontage, just again to help with the heat island effect and break that up. And I think that doesn't block any of the visibility of the building. That's my take on it. As long as we can get something, which I assume we can, that would grow up above the sign height, which is 12 feet or something, that shouldn't be too difficult.
Do you have any suggestions that I could forward to the owner for tree types?
I would leave it open.
Okay.
Canopy tree could be flowering, ever, you know.
Okay.
Probably something that would go well with the queen palms. A little more tropical looking.
You know, we've still got to look at some irrigation too, and run the permit. Perimeters. So if I could request that we get final on the building for the facade and come back with the landscaping to finish that off. We're ready to get into the
we can't split approvals.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
At least here in this city.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay. So the owner could as I understand it. Oh, go ahead.
We could, based upon what I'm hearing at the moment, I would say we could have you come back for final approval on consent. You might take on it. I mean, all we're really talking about are, you know, picking out some trees for the landscape.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, our next meeting, October 8th, has been canceled, so the next one would be the October 22nd.
October 22nd.
Mr. Chair and members, if I could suggest the other option is that if you wish, you could grant final approval with the condition to work out that landscaping detail and to work with the chair on that with some specific direction. So that's an option.
I kind of support that. I do think it would be appropriate for the chair to have one of the landscape professionals in on that discussion as well, if that's could be part of the motion, I think. I don't object.
Chair, I think we're talking about in this case.
I mean, I don't object to have, right, I don't object to having the item on the consent calendar, but I think it should be reviewed by the landscape professional, by a landscape professional when it comes back on that consent calendar. If that's okay with the members.
So would the motion be final now?
Well, it'd be final on.
If we're going to put it on consent, it's not final now. No. We're continuing it.
Final,
the other option,
final on
which
consent.
Is.
Come back on the consent calendar for final approval.
The other, I think what Shine was trying to hint at was the possibility of going ahead and giving it final with the condition that the canopy tree be worked out with the chair and staff. Therefore, the board wouldn't.
Or in this case, you know, one of the landscape professionals, we would contact them and to work out that canopy tree selection.
Right.
Yeah, I think that would be appropriate.
But it was
there's a few more things than just that, though. So
there's
besides the canopy tree selection,
there's the sidewalk needs to be shown on the landscape plan. We need an irrigation plan.
If I may, you know, those that's a graphic thing we can fix, and the canopy trees to hold up the whole facade, you know, going through the permitting process.
You're trying to get submitted to the building department?
Yeah, we're ready.
Can we somehow allow him to submit, even though we haven't given final, so it runs simultaneously at his risk?
Yes.
So that would solve that problem, so you could go ahead and submit, and
okay.
While we tidy up the details.
Okay. That'll work.
So
we want that part of the motion to not only the issue of the canopy tree selection, but also the showing those details on the site plan, the irrigation lines, and the sidewalk. Was there another item, or
that was it?
Okay.
Is that a motion, or
would that be part of your motion?
Sure.
Okay. So staff staff has captured that, I'm sure. And we have a second.
A second.
To that motion. We have a motion and a second. And the applicant would then come back on September 22nd on the consent. October 22nd on the consent calendar.
Right.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Should be a nice project.
Yeah, so we'll
nicer than it is.
Yeah, great improvement.
We'll request Chair Branch to rejoin us.
The next item?
No, she has not.
Okay, Lynn, you want to introduce the next item?
Mm-hmm. Item F2 is case number 13-072-DRB, Parker Building Facade Improvements, 5778 Hollister Avenue.
Thank you, Ms. Gregory. So today we're here for the Parker Facade Building Improvements in Old Town Goleta at La Chapala Market and Domingo's Cafe. This is for final review today. The property includes a 6,470 square foot two-tenant commercial building in the C2 zone district in Old Town Goleta. The purpose of the improvements are both for storefront and facade improvements on the south elevation of the building, as well as the east elevation of the building. Improvements include the smooth plaster finish, replacement of doors, new planters, a new tile base, new window systems, new sunshades, and new lighting. On the east elevation, the applicant is proposing some public art in the terms of three kind of arch niches, as well as some vine pockets. Other improvements include the addition of two ADA-compliant parking spaces in the rear parking lot, as well as associated landscape improvements. The applicant came before you on August 27th, and were granted conceptual and preliminary approval. The DRB did have some comments about the project, and they wanted to see those comments taken in consideration for final review here today. That included that the two existing trees on Tecolito Avenue parking lot would remain, as well as the existing two trees on Hollister Avenue. They wanted the applicant to submit a material sample of the ceramic tile. They wanted to see cut sheets of the lighting, and they wanted to see that the existing roof tile be kind of amalgamated into any new tiles used for the roof. Staff did also inform Public Works about the public right-of-way and ADA issues concerning the rear elevation. The Public Works Department and the City Attorney's Office is currently weighing those options. So what staff is recommending is that today we're providing you with two options for that rear elevation. One is obviously just the truncated dome option, and that's the option that would be allowed if Public Works allowed some encroachment into the public right-of-way. The second option is kind of a chain and baluster support and kind of protection for the for ADA compliance. We're also including that in the packet for you to review. And that's the option if Public Works doesn't want to kind of give in on any of the public right-of-way there. So today we're asking that you review both those options and consider both of those options. And so that way in the future, once we have a decision from the Public Works Department and City Attorney's Office, we can get that initiated and started. With that, I want to hand it over to the applicant, and which is Ms. Parker and her agent, Paul Zink. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was a good presentation. I'm Paul Zink, and Jackie's with me. Mm. I happen to have this tile samples, if you're interested, the actual full-fledged tile samples, and then the paint chip, and then the rafter tails. You can take a look at that. I also have a color board that was put together where I used colored chips to match that tile. The tile we're proposing is the wainscoting at the bottom would be in the burgundy color, and then where the planter bench is would be the maroon color, the darker blue, yeah.
So this is the planters, bench. And this is the wainscot in the front?
Correct.
Got it.
And then on the side elevation where the art is happening, I have the darker blue at a diagonal. And then I also have noted that it should have a top rail to it. So it's a slightly different design. And then on the side elevation, I show a 1x4 being covered with plaster, so it would be about 6 inches thick, 1 inch on each side as it wraps. And that'll create the elliptical arch. Because right now it's a CMU block wall, and we do a little planton, tile insert, and then cover it with plaster to create basically a 6-inch by 1-inch reveal. And it would be painted the same color. I was going back and forth about having a contrasting color, and I'd rather just sort of do it as a frame. We don't know what the artwork is at this point, and perhaps even the darker blue diagonal at the bottom might be too dark, but right now that's what I have in my mind. Cut sheets for the light fixtures, I also had turned that in, but I have an extra copy. There's two there. One is the fancy one that's going to go next to each side of the door of Domingo's, and then the other one is just a standard vertical wall pack that we will put a sheet metal shroud around, and I have a detail on D2 for that. It's detail 7, where basically you just bend a piece of 16-gauge metal, poke a couple holes to it, and insert it. They're dark sky compatible, so we won't have any uplight to it. It's all downlight. And then on the site plan, you'll see some radius circles, half rounds, that are 13 and a half feet, which represent the cutoff for the wall pack. So I go into the street a little bit with a little bit of overlap at the sidewalk. And then I changed the notes having to deal with the trees. All the existing trees on the property are to remain. And then I do on detail, or the sheet D1, are the details for the marquees, and I lightened up the text, the font, because right now my font is just an AutoCAD font. I have no idea how wide the channel letters are going to be because it'll be a lighting element that's inside there. And that's all under a separate permit. And that's my presentation. I'm available for any questions. And like staff said, we have talked with Public Works, and they're going to be working on some legal stuff having to do about a licensing agreement. So at this point, I'd like to pursue a permit so we can start construction using the bollard and chain solution because that satisfies ADA. Our goal is not to install that. Our goal is to have the licensing agreement in place prior to actually that installation, and we have to change the building permit.
So for the sake of forward progress, you want to proceed with the bollard and chain concept, realizing that that's not your first choice. Then what's the material?
I have a detail for it. It's just going to be regular wrought iron. I call it out as solid. 2-inch square post set in concrete with a chain, which is the 5/16 trucker's grade chain that's welded to the posts.
Got it.
And the bollard and chain would run right along the property line?
Right on the property line.
So you'd only have 4 feet. It'd be 4 feet off of the building, essentially.
basically, I need to have a 4-foot path of travel, and my concrete block building is 4 feet from the building. I mean, from the property line.
Yeah. So if the doors are open on the market, they're actually intruding into that 4 foot as well.
If you notice, I ended up having to pull the doors into the market a little bit,
right,
because they will allow me to encroach a portion into that landing, but not 100%.
Right. So, it's a very awkward arrangement if you have to go with that.
You can explain that to the higher-up people.
Yeah.
And I've done my best in hoping that I could get at least some kind of verbal okay that it'll be blessed and it can be done, but right now I don't have that for you.
Who's the decision maker?
So
Director of Public Works?
Ultimately, it's going to be the city attorney's office.
Ah.
All right. ADA, civil rights issue.
But the point that I was trying to make was that the ADA was supposed to remove barriers and make buildings more accessible, and that's what we're trying to do in the sense of the handicap accessibility. But then we have a blind person, and now we're making a situation that's dangerous for them, so we have to protect them as well. The strange thing is this 3 feet that we're using, it is for private use because it's public land that we're using for a private use purpose. But I don't see it as like a cafe, tables and chairs, and I'm going to increase her economic value to this building. I'm providing accessibility for the general public that it will actually flow from the parking lot to that door, and to put a chain actually creates a barrier and protects the blind people. And those are the nuances.
Gotcha. Okay. So I'm sorry, are you finished?
That's good, yes.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Could we get the list of comments from the last meeting put up, please?
Is this a detail for the security lights, or?
That's a similar look. I won't be doing that look exactly, but that would be along the east elevation, and it's the wall pack lights that would be installed.
So that would go over this light?
It'll go over that light fixture correctly.
Okay.
If you look at detail 7 on sheet D2. And they do make some that are pre-made, and then there's some that you custom make. And at this point, I just picked one that I know would work. And then the colors.
And the shroud is going to be bronze?
Yeah, the lighter bronze.
And Paul, there's no parking lot lights?
No, none being proposed, and there's none existing. There are some that are on the Edison poles that are along the road, and I think there's also
street lights.
There's one in the middle.
There's one in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
I guess there's one in the middle off a power pole as well.
Question. I thought there was an existing diamond planter by parking space 16 and 15 that you were going to plant a new tree in.
That was what I had shown in my plans, because there was actually a dirt section there, and the client told me they originally had a tree there, but it kept on getting run over, so then they abandoned it. So in this iteration, I removed it, but the first set of drawings, I said put a new tree there.
Okay.
I wasn't privy to the history.
So that's just for vehicular. So it won't get hit again?
Well, yeah, I removed it so it wouldn't get hit again.
Okay.
Do you want to add anything to this, the tree that was here?
No, we could try it again, but there isn't enough turn space, apparently, for some cars to get around the end of that parking strip. Or trucks,
there's
especially.
No curbs, right?
Hmm?
There's no curbs on the other.
No.
You know.
Anybody else? Any other questions? Okay. How about some comments? Nobody? Anybody Have any amusing anecdotes?
I think it's a good project, and I like the palette of materials and colors that you've selected. I think it'll be a nice improvement over what's there presently. I think the DRB should continue to support you on the ADA access and your preferred alternative, the truncated dome, in lieu of the bollard and chain. Seems appropriate to me. And given the fact that the marketplace has been in existence and been doing business for many years, and I don't think you've had problems with access for the handicapped or people with disabilities. And so I think the bollard and chain just complicates things rather than being a significant improvement. So I think we should continue to support you on that. And also the last comment about providing public art along where you have the new arch tile niches, I think that's another good use of that space, if that can be accomplished.
Yeah, I think it's you've done a nice job, Paul, and I want to once again appreciate the effort the owner's gone to improve the property down there. I think it's going to be a great improvement, and I think the whole community will be happy with it. So I think the colors are nice. I'm sitting here wondering about some lighting things, but I'm not going to make an issue of it. I think it's fine. There's only really two of those fluorescent fixtures out there, and they're only 13 watts, so not really much of an issue. So I think overall it's a very nice project.
Thank you. I don't have anything else to add. Nice job.
Well, I would like to thank you for all the improvements that you're going to do on the east wall. I think it's going to be a major improvement. Anybody that drives through Hollister will be, you know, we always see that area there. I also want to thank you for keeping the trees on the Hollister Avenue.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I don't think I can add anything. Anything that's to what's already been said, I agree. I think you've done a really nice job, Paul. And again, I commend the applicant for doing this. I think this is a great improvement, and hopefully we'll, you know, the domino effect will continue from here. I think it's a good thing. So, all right. With that, can somebody make a motion?
What's the agenda is for?
Final.
I'll move for final approval as submitted, I guess. I didn't hear anything that was an issue.
Yeah.
I'll second the motion.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, it passes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Can I take those back, or do you want to have them?
I think you can have those.
Okay. You probably have the real samples. We probably need to keep the color.
The color board we get, right?
No, he has a color board. I wanted the real tile sample.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
They don't want to store them anyway.
Here you go, Daryl. All right. With that, item G, any announcements by the members?
I just had a question for staff. On the October 22nd meeting, can you give us an idea of what the agenda is going to be like for that meeting? How many items do you think we are going to have? Is it going to be a longer day because we're missing that first Tuesday in or the second Tuesday that we'd normally meet?
Sure. Mr. Chair and Mr. Wignott, let's see. We just continued one item, the Kitty Dual Spectrum. We have the Kellogg Square facade improvement that's also coming back. And I believe at this time, those are the only two items that are on the calendar. I don't see any new items on the horizon, so probably comparable to today's meeting. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And with that, we're adjourned. Thank you. Are you?